It is April 11th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. You can learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. A top economic advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is demanding that four major commodity trading companies stop handling Russian oil. Oleg Yustenko was quoted in an FT story saying, "They are in this cycle of financing war crimes and genocide against Ukrainian citizens. The fact is that traders are trading and they are helping Russia to receive this blood money. I don't believe it gets any more direct than that." The Wall Street Journal reporter Alexander Ospovich shared on LinkedIn that his company, Dow Jones, is looking to hire displaced Ukrainians with research analysis skills at its office in Barcelona. For more information, click on a link in today's newsletter. Elon Musk is not joining the Twitter board of directors after all. He turned down the offer to join the board after he bought 9% of Twitter's stock. Twitter's stock dropped 7% this morning on the news. He did have an active weekend on Twitter, recommending Twitter help solve San Francisco's homeless problem by turning its San Francisco headquarters into a homeless shelter, since no one is coming to the office anymore. The Twittersphere weighed in with 90% of the people saying that was a great idea, and Jeff Bezos agreed, noting that Amazon had turned part of its headquarters into a homeless shelter to provide housing and services for 200 people based on suggestions from its staff. Maybe Mr. Musk can push this idea through and prove a tweet is more powerful than a board seat. The Financial Times reported that Heathrow Airport reported the highest passenger numbers since the start of the pandemic. That is a good sign for the travel industry. However, a record number of people in the UK currently have the coronavirus. Do you own a virtual reality headset? I just made a deal to acquire two sets I was sent last year when working with GetReal VR on their MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity session. One of the things I want to start doing is play putt-putt golf. There is a Wall Street Journal story below about how employees will socialize in the future, including in the metaverse. Playing putt-putt golf is a great example of a fun activity they can do together virtually and get to know each other. Accenture, according to the Wall Street Journal, bought 60,000 Oculus Quest 2 headsets that become part of the hardware offered to employees, along with phones and laptops. I think tournaments of putt-putt golf would make a great fundraiser too, and I am exploring the idea for the Scouts, using a combination of virtual rounds with an in-person real round too. To make this happen, I need to get a fleet of 10 to 20 headsets to bring to units to have them participate. At some point, I'll be looking for a corporate sponsor for a fleet of VR headsets or two. In the meantime, VR games make excellent exercise opportunities. You should try boxing. It is all the activity of boxing without getting your retina detached by somebody with a great left hook. For the fourth time in 2 years, Vermiculus Technologies has moved into new office as the company continues to grow. Tech executive and outside experience investor and enthusiast Jeremy Bacon of The Forge encourages Chicago area people interested in getting their hands dirty for Earth Day to come April 23rd, 2022 to The Forge in Lamont Quarries for its annual Earth Day Summit. For more information, you can click on a link in today's newsletter. Do you want to know how you can take action and live more sustainably in Chicago? Check out this group, ChicagoEnvironmentalist.org. Hat tip to Brad Rosen. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video from FIA Boca 2022. This one of Chris Edmonds. ICE's Chris Edmond dishes on risk, messaging, and systemically important financial institutions at BOCA 2022. ICE's Chris Edmond took on an even bigger role at the Exchange Group in December when he was named Chief Development Officer in addition to his role as Head of Clearing and Risk for Intercontinental Exchange. He already had a responsibility for 6 clearinghouses around the globe and was asked to add marketing and communications. But Edmonds made it sound like it all made sense. Whether you're talking about the risk, marketing, or communications, you should be getting a consistent message from the exchange. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Also, from the spread this week, Alex Perry's Optiontopia takes a look at this week's option news highlights. Cboe, MIAX, and OCC release trading volumes. Tesla CEO's stake in Twitter sparks options bet. CBOE awards scholarships. The term of the week from Euronext, American or European style options. And you can watch all of that on johnlothiannews.com. Here is a story from Bloomberg. Richest agricultural families' fortunes jump as food prices surge. 3 more in Cargill family join list of world's wealthiest. Cargill is the largest closely held company in the U.S. Rising food prices and turbulent global commodity markets are fueling a surge in wealth for the billionaire family behind America's largest closely held company. 3 more members of the Cargill family, siblings James Cargill, Austin Cargill, and Marianne Liebman, have joined the ranks of the world's 500 richest people, thanks to their stakes in the Minnesota-based food processor Cargill Inc. Each has a net worth of $5.3 billion, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, up 20% this year. My comment, the Cargill's money is no token fortune. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Musk, Thiel, Andreessen, and the current thing. Last Thursday, at a cryptocurrency conference in Miami, Peter Thiel unloaded on the perceived enemies of Bitcoin in a stem-winding speech. The contrarian called Warren Buffett the sociopathic grandpa from Omaha and dubbed J.P. Morgan Chase & Company's chief executive officer Jamie Dimon and BlackRock Inc. CEO Larry Fink a financial gerontocracy restraining a crypto-inflamed youth uprising. He also inveighed against ESG, a mindset of investing with socially conscious criteria like environmental impact, social justice, and good governance. My comment, how about the missing Satoshi Nakamoto as a perceived enemy of Bitcoin? Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The future of socializing at work, virtual golf. Companies like Meta often insist we will all be working inside the metaverse. But what if a round of mini golf with colleagues is the better application? I don't particularly like virtual reality and I can't play golf, but I think the intersection of the two points to the future of socializing at work with both coworkers and important contacts outside of a company. By extension, it could also represent the future of the kind of casual but essential networking, brainstorming, and creative play that binds teams together and leads to innovation. Don't take my word for it. Companies and individuals, early adopters all over the world are finding that while much has been made of using VR to do work, including by Mark Zuckerberg's Meta platform, previously known as Facebook, a better or at least more accessible application might be casual connection with our colleagues and friends. You know, that thing many of us have struggled to do to recapture since the world's knowledge workers were scattered to homes, satellite offices, and co-working spaces by the pandemic. My comment, golf, any mini golf or now putt-putt golf course in the world, including some of the craziest windmills with your colleagues and friends? Yes, I do think so. Here's a story from the New York Times. The fortunes of Mackenzie Scott. Three decades after worrying about making rent, she is now giving away billions, all while trying to keep herself out of the spotlight. The billionaire philanthropist Mackenzie Scott once recounted in a television interview a Chinese folktale sometimes known as the Lost Horse. The story is about the reversals of fortune of a farmer experiences after his prized stallion runs away. It can also be read as a summary of her philosophy. My comment, it is a burden to try to give away a fortune in a way that does the most good and does not disrupt or corrupt organizations and their missions. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday, by a very wide margin, was a market mystery, the wheat whale that came out of nowhere, from the New York Times. Second was Giannis Antetokounmpo put his money in 50 banks until Bucks owner helped him invest, from Bloomberg via Yahoo. And I can never say his name right. And third was superyachts exist because the ultra-rich can't figure out what to do with their money. FTX's Sam Bankman-Fried says, from Yahoo Finance. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from the Financial Times. The headline, LME chief calls for scrutiny of private deals in nickel probe. Exchanges and regulators seek answers after March's nickel trading crisis. UK regulators are quizzing the London Metal Exchange over what went wrong in the nickel market last month, but the exchange's chief has said the core problem lies with the trades that he cannot see. The LME has launched its own independent review, as have the Financial Conduct Authority and the Bank of England, which monitors its clearinghouse. The reviews follow a spike in nickel prices that led to the exchange suspending trade in the metal for 8 days, sparking deep anger at the LME's handling of the event. The next story is also from the FT. The headline, big commodity traders reap rewards as margin calls squeeze smaller traders. Market chaos makes large credit lines essential to cope with surging capital requirements. Commodity traders prospered during the pandemic using their global network of terminals, storage facilities, and shipping fleets to cash in on supply disruptions and rising demand. Vital generated record net income of more than $4 billion last year, according to people who have seen the results of the world's biggest independent oil trader, with rival Mercuria making $1.25 billion. Trafigura also enjoyed record numbers, as did Glencore's trading arm. The big question now is whether the industry can repeat the trick and capitalize on the market chaos unleashed by the war in Ukraine. And then finally, another story, this one from New York Times. Crypto industry helps write and pass its own agenda in state capitals. In the absence of federal regulations, crypto lobbyists and executives are going state by state to get favorable rules enacted. Many lawmakers have been willing partners. The debate took less than 4 minutes. In the Florida House last month, legislators swiftly gave final approval to a bill that makes it easier to buy and sell cryptocurrency, eliminating a threat from a law intended to curb money laundering. One of the few pauses in the action came when two House members stood up to thank crypto industry stakeholders for teaming with state officials to write a draft of the bill. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.